Let's jump straight into it. Dis-Chem has come out and said that they will be offering free tests to all unemployed people who might be showing symptoms of COVID-19.
Yes, now Dis-Chem announced yesterday that they will be coming out with free tests to unemployed and people without medical aid. Now, we know this will provide much needed relief to the health system of the government. Now, we know that the tests will be available from between three to five days after testing.
You mean the results? The results will take between 3 and 5 days.
They'll be available within 3 to 5 days of testing. Yeah.
Okay. Now.
So it will also. Yeah.
Yeah. No, you carry on.
Yeah. No, I was saying this came with about 22 sites around the country will offer much needed relief to the South Africa's health system.
Now tell me, will it work? Have they disclosed how it's going to work? Are we going to have to go inside of a Dis-Chem store? Are there certain clinics that will be, supplied with the stuff, or will there be nurses that will come out? Have they described the mechanism of how this is all going to work?
They haven't clarified on the mechanism of how it's going to work, but it will be available at most Dis-Chem stores. So you just go in and then you register, and then I'm sure they will then send you an SMS. They say they will be communicating with SMSs to maybe tell you when to come in for the test, maybe shortlist you, and yeah, there'll be a procedure that they will be looking to put in place.
Look, I hope that there is. I mean, without sounding very negative, but the last thing I want is a person that I know is going to test positive for COVID-19 roaming around in my mall, sure, going, getting a test down at Dis-Chem, and then still shopping at Pick and Pay and enjoying a coffee at Seattle. You know what
yeah.
I'm saying?
Exactly. There's going to be a lot of issues that arise. I mean, Dis-Chem is a shopping mall. Shopping malls are by far have the most traffic moving around. So anyway, we commend Dis-Chem. It's also just easing that pressure on the South African healthcare system.
Yeah.
They're doing very good. It's either they're doing that or they're just trying to make up for the competition tribunal case that they involved in.
Yeah, where they were accused of price fixing, by the way. So yeah, we will call a spade a spade.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, true that. Well, big ups to them. We hope that the Competition Commission case also goes well for them as well. And thank you for offering free tests.